Mike, let's talk about water heaters, 312-981-7200. But address what Roy said real quick about, are your employees W-2'd?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Why is that important for our listeners?
I think it's not only liability for the customer, I think is huge, but I mean, I think anyone sitting here could tell you that from a customer satisfaction, and your employees care about their work. You know, they're held to a certain standard. You and I and any other, you know, business owner are going to hold them to that standard. And if you're hiring subs or you're bringing in independent contractors to do the work on, you know, say my company's behalf, not only liability, you're at risk. I think the overall project quality and the workmanship is going to suffer also.
So, does it make, when you're competing against somebody that does that and has those type of employees, are you more expensive or less expensive?
Well, I'm always going to be more expensive than any other plumbing company out there. But yeah.
And worth it.
Yeah,
and well worth
100%. But yeah, they're definitely going to be cheaper than, you know, some big, large plumbing company that, you know, has 50 trucks or something like that. It's just, you know, to me, the difference, you know, besides to beat the liability dead horse, is really just the overall finished product.
Okay.
These are my employees. You know, they believe in the company. And we're going to take care of our customers.
But I think just the standards, like the standards that you guys have, that you guys are willing, you know, everyone says you're only as good as your worst employee. If they're not even your employee, what are they doing?
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's, you can't undervalue what that is. They come to work and they have to go by your guys' standards, which are really high, which is why you guys have the businesses that you do.
Yeah, and it's harder in the plumbing industry versus like insulation or something like that, because we're actually, you know, licensed by the state of Illinois, the Department of Health. So plumbing companies are already held to the highest standard as far as the trade as itself. So we don't, besides, you know, handymen and things like that doing smaller jobs, we don't really have a lot of plumbing companies that are using, you know, subs.
All right. Well, you got two happy clients right here.
Absolutely.
Sarah,
I appreciate both of you very much.
You extensively and religiously and exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that ends in an L-Y. And, you know, you're the only person I trust in my home. So let's talk about the water heater sale that you have going on.
Yeah, we're rolling it back out for this fall. We're going to do it through the end of November. So the rest of this month, all of next month, we are offering a 40-gallon atmospheric vent water heater, standard installation, and we're going to haul away your old one for $1,195, $1,295 for a 50-gallon, and you know that's at least $600 cheaper than a home center and any other plumbing company that's going to offer that to you.
And we talked about that as well. If you go to a big box store that rhymes with Lowe's or rhymes with Home Depot, they're not sending out somebody that works at Lowe's or Home Depot.
Right.
They're contracting it out. Your guys are coming out.
Yeah, my guys are coming out. And then not only are you going to save the money up front as your initial investment, but when it becomes a warranty issue, you know, say a part fails on that water heater. And it's not just water heaters. It's for every product that we would install. But if you buy a water heater from a home center and now your gas control valve goes, your pressure relief valve goes, something fails within that first six-year warranty, you know, now you're calling a contractor. They're not going to stand behind that product. You're going to be, you know, waiting days, weeks to get parts shipped to you, and now you've got to find somebody to put that in. So when you're working with a licensed contractor that's providing a professional grade water heater, all that is in, you know, is going to be warrantied by us. We have those parts on our truck. So if you don't have hot water when you wake up on Saturday morning, and your gas control valve has gone out, you can literally call us. We're going to have it on our truck because we installed it, and you've got hot water within a few hours.
Silcock warnings. My favorite word, Sarah's second favorite word, Silcock warnings. We have to go to break in 30 seconds. When do you disconnect your hoses from your Silcocks?
Well, if you're not going to use them for the rest of the year and you know that, do it now. 100%. Take all the hoses off. That's the biggest mistake homeowners make, is they leave the hose on all winter long.
Yep.
If you do that, they will freeze. They will pop. Take the hoses off. Shut off the valve on the inside. Make sure that that's off if you have one. If you don't have an isolation valve for the Silcock on the inside of the house, you really should have that added.
Say the word.
Silcock.
Yes. Silcock warning. So I'm doing that when I get home.
We have to talk about what it means if you don't do it.
No, we're just going to say the word.
Got it.
Look it up. So if it's the thing that your hose goes into.
Yeah, hose bib. Yep.
There you go.
No, but what happens if you don't do it when he says
he
it?
He just said it.
It floods. You can flood your house,
it's
like
a
literally.
Disaster.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You'll have a swimming pool in your basement.
Right.
Or more importantly, a pond with mold growing, not really attractive, and a thousands of dollars worth of destruction.
Absolutely.
Okay, phone number, Mike.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.